Happy holidays and welcome to a special presentation of the Beatles' Christmas messages. I'm Bob Olson, and tonight we'll look at Christmas through the eyes of the Fab Four. The Beatles recorded the first of seven Christmas messages for their fans in late October 1963. Originally to be patterned after the Queen Mother's annual Christmas message to her subjects, the Beatles' fan club Christmas messages grew into an eagerly anticipated window into their lives, thoughts, and feelings. So here, now, we begin with the first message entitled, The Beatles' Christmas Record, recorded in October 1963.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, as the slow ray round about, deep and crispy, brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gay year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gay things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, Court of Blimey's Heather No. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20, and we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year, and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Geddy Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and the parcels. Because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June.
Ow!
Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963. And we'll try to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them. In fact, we loved them. And we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, we've been getting them in boxes, packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like peppermint creams and chocolate drops and Dolly Mitchells and all that sort of thing, don't we?
Yes, yes, oh yes.
Well, lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, you see. Concert and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, you know, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that.
Love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records, which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio, one of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running over my time and people are telling me to stop.
Stop shouting those animals.
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und Dankeschön und den Christbund eben. Ja, den Christbund either schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy.
Dankeschön. Ja, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to join the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group in 1962. I've been a couple of other groups.
Oh, just wish the people wish merry, happy. Go on for Christmas. Christmas.
Merry Happy New Year, and folks, Happy Christmas, and may everything you wish be granted.
Singers Wenceslas, King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas.
Where good King Wenceslas last looked down on the feast of Stephen, when the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Betty, you know, Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get up, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frida for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for a
Keep
long
screaming.
Time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say, brightly was the shone that night, though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
No grain there, oh, had a very shiny nose. When everybody told him,
oh, keep bow,
oh, yeah,
from Ricky the red nosed negro, had a very shiny nose. Merry Christmas, everybody.
The Beatles' Christmas record from 1963.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The following year brought the group great fame and fortune as they were introduced to America on the Ed Sullivan Show in February. On September 17th, they were paid $150,000 by A's owner Charlie O. Finley to play at Kansas City's Municipal Stadium. In late 1964, they again came together at Abbey Road, this time with producer George Martin, to record their second Christmas message entitled Another Beatles Christmas Record.
Everybody, this is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are, indeed. I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along... Since the old days of Love Me Do.
So many years ago, it seems.
Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you'll buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad handwriter. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles. One way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy... Happy Christmas and a merry good year. Crimble, maybe. And I hand you to George, who'll speak to you. Now!
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Hi there!
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it. And we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, we... big laugh. It'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George. Ringo here. Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book and for everything. Oh, no, for enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. One minute we're in England, next we're away. Suspect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beatle people. We've been to Australia and America and New Zealand and Australia.
And New Zealand.
Is that New Zealand? So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man. Great.
Dig.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Can you wash your bottle?
Can you wash your bottle? Can you wash it clean? Can you wash your bottle? Can you wash it clean?
Christmas!
Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas! Christmas!
Another Beatles Christmas record from 1964. When we return, the Fab Four clown around and ad-lib through their third holiday greeting. You're listening to a special presentation of the Beatles Christmas Messages, 1963 to 1969. Welcome back to the Beatles Christmas Messages, 1963 to 1969. The greeting from 1965 was recorded around the 8th of November following a recording session. The boys were tired and a little irreverent, following the script very loosely. Aptly entitled The Beatles' Third Christmas Record, here they are with their own brand of frivolity and mayhem.
My trouble seems so far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
We've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah. Thank you.
You can't ad-lib too much.
Oh, thank you.
You miss. Well, thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
And all for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything, too, as well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas presents and all the rest of it.
Thank you. Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
I see you haven't shaved again.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
We've done a lot of things this year, Paul.
Yes.
Well, we've been away.
Yeah,
and like last year...
Yeah, we've come back all right.
Aye, we've had a lot of presents sent to us for our birthdays and Christmases.
Yes, we'd like to thank you. Thank you,
thank you for the presents and the cards.
Thank you for the presents.
Happy Christmas to your listeners, wherever you can do. We belong to everybody, don't you think you knew? Oh, we took to the Jack McGregor upon his bunny hoe. Hack your bunny Christmas with a pound of Irish stew.
Thank you, John.
Down in Virginia with the old black dog, we got some, we got some. Down in Virginia with the old black dog, we got some, we got some.
Well, for the sake of old Lang Syne, that reminds me, Ringo.
Yes.
Last year.
He was here.
We was here. Around the same old mic. In the studio.
Same old guitar, same old faces.
It's the same old song, but a different meaning.
Since copyright, Johnny.
Copyright, can't say that.
Hey, all right, what are we going to do? What's out of copyright?
How about we'll get the lilacs in an old brown shoe?
Yes, that's out of copyright.
But,
let's play a request for all the boys in B-A-O-R-E.
Yeah, all right.
What should we play for them? Because there's some, we got some fans in the forces.
Well, here in Munich, it's not quite as fine as it is in London.
Well, Kenneth, the weather's raining here. It's not very good.
Oh, it's not bad over here, but some of, you know, we've had a bit of rain and all that.
Yeah. Stay tuned in. It's five-way link-up.
If you've enjoyed this program, tune to 29314567 megacycles. If you can't find that, drop it.
She can be a queen and be a forgot. Brought to him China down in Vietnam and China and look at all the bodies Jordan China floating in the river Jordan.
Well, that looks as though it's about it for this
year.
Well,
that should cover Israel.
We certainly tried our best to
please everybody.
Please everybody. If we haven't done what we could have done, we've tried.
And if you haven't got yours, send fourpence in and get a free one.
And seeing as we gather around the Christmas microphone here in the studio, we might as well get together with a little Christmas message for you.
Which goes something like this.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, you know it's here because we've got
singing.
Christmas comes but once a year, and when it does, it brings good cheer, because we've got the...
Christmas.
Yesterday.
Big year for us.
Christmas Day.
One of our biggest years since we can remember.
Christmas Day.
And we can remember a lot of big years. Take bugs.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
And especially those abroad and those of you in BOR 2, 4, 5, 9, 7, 8, 3.
Christmas Day.
There's a lot of them here, want to wish a lot of you there. And the weather's perfectly all right, thank you. Don't forget, the old and the new, some folks blue and some folks green. You take no notice of them. It's an all-white policy in this group.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay.
Now it looks as though
bless you all on Christmas Day.
Comes, it brings good cheer. So don't
Christmas Day. I'm the bad man.
All right, fade it there, Charlie.
Thanks, Evan. Okay, put the red lights off.
This is Johnny Rhythm just saying good night to you all, and God bless you.
All right, well, that's got it done then. What are we going to do now?
Has he turned it off?
I think he has. Have you turned it off, lad?
Hey, Basha.
They're still the same.
The year 1966 brought about some major changes in the world of the Beatles. In early March, during an interview, John made a reference to the Beatles being more popular than Jesus. The result was a boycott of their records and anti-Beatles demonstrations all over the globe. On August 29, 1966, they played their last live concert at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. In late November, while working on Sgt. Pepper's, the Beatles gathered again for their holiday greeting. Mainly Paul McCartney's idea, the 1966 greeting was called Pantomime, Everywhere It's Christmas, and would approach the recording from a production point of view for the first time.
Everywhere it's Christmas, everywhere it's home.
Corsica. On the veranda is a bearded man in glasses conducting a small choir.
Meanwhile, high in the Swiss Alps, two elderly Scotchmen munch on a rare cheese.
Wonderful stuff, this, Agnes.
Aye, it's wonderful stuff.
I'm standing in the entrance to the main tent. Immediately behind me, the festivities have already begun.
Tell me, are you enjoying the wine?
I am indeed, Your Highness.
Fared
well with me.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, you're ready.
Ready.
The king seems to be enjoying himself tonight.
You know, don't feed him on that good ball. Should be on town for festival.
At the same time as this, in the captain's mess on board HMS Tremendous, a toast is being proposed.
To Her Majesty!
To Her Majesty!
Podgy the Bear and Jasper were huddled around the unlit fire in the center of the room.
There are no more matches left, Podgy,
said Jasper.
Then buy some, Jasper, old friend,
said Podgy.
Make a list, and afterwards we'll go to the shop and buy matches and candles and buns.
There's no more paper to write on, Podgy.
No need to worry, Jasper. You keep saying to yourself matches, and I'll keep saying candles until we reach the shop. Then we won't need to write it down. We'll remember.
We'll remember the buns, Podgy.
We both will, Jasper. Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
In the long dark corridors of Felpin Mansions, a door slams. And the shadowy figure of Count Balder appears. The Count is the eccentric son of Baron Landsberg, the inventor of the rack. He speaks.
Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. Welcome to Felpin Mansions. Butler will show you to your rooms. Butler!
Yes, sir?
Tell the ladies and gentlemen to their rooms.
Yes, sir. Come this way, please.
Come in.
May I come in?
Come in, Count.
May I?
Oh, yes, come in.
Ah, thank you. I was wondering if you knew any of the songs from the good old days.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, don't you worry on that score. I hear the Baron likes, I hear the Baron likes the good old tunes.
Yes, I do.
How do I, Count? How do I? Well, they're all melody, aren't they? No, don't you worry, I'll play him this one. He liked this one. Listen to this one.
Please don't bring your banjo back. I know where it's been. I wasn't hardly gonna say when it began. I can't forget that tune. And if I ever see another banjo, I'm going out to buy a big balloon.
And if I ever see
Yes, everywhere it's Christmas.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's Hong Kong, London,
Paris, oh, and New York,
Tokyo, Hong Kong.
Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of.
The Fab Four with Pantomime, Everywhere It's Christmas, from 1966. When we return, the Beatles find success and tragedy as our presentation of the Beatles' Christmas messages continues. Welcome back. The year 1967 began on a positive note as the Beatles signed a 9-year recording contract with EMI Records. In June, they released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Then, on August 27th, manager, friend, and the driving force behind the group, Brian Epstein, was found dead in his home. The news hit hard, but there was little time to grieve. The Beatles were totally immersed in various film and television projects. In November, they again came together to produce their fourth Christmas message, Christmas Time is Here Again, this time using satirical humor and ideas they had learned from their work in television and radio. From 1967, here are the Beatles.
Interplanetary remake, stage 444.
Boys arrive at BBC House.
What do you want?
We have been granted permission, O wise one.
Pass in peace.
Convenient for you.
Carry on.
Over here. Are you 39?
Next, please.
Get one of us for your trousers. Get one of us for your...
Sitting with me in the studio tonight is a cross-section of British youth. I'd like, first of all, to speak to you, Sir Gerald.
Oh, not a bit of it. We have a job to do, Nigel.
Yes, quite. I don't think you're answering my question.
Oh, let me put it this way. There was a job to be done.
On to the next round.
In the recent heavy fighting near Blackpool, Mrs. G. Evans of Solihull was gradually injured. She wants, for all the people in hospital, plenty of jam jars by the Ravellers.
And here it is.
Plenty of jam jars, baby. Plenty of jam jars for you.
For you, baby.
Plenty of jam.
How old are you?
32.
Never.
I am.
Get away.
I am.
Well, what prize have you got your eyes on?
I have.
Ooh. Well, you've just won a trip to Denver and five others.
Oh, thank you.
And also, wait for it, you have been elected as independent candidate for Paddington.
Oh.
So go on for yourself.
Get one of us for your
trousers. Get one of us for your... Theatre Hour is brought to you tonight from the arms of someone new.
Hello, I'm speaking from a call...
Hello? Hello, operator? Hello, operator? I've been cut off. I've been... Hello, it's an emergency.
Christmas time is here again. They've been wrong.
They'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
We'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
Thank you for a wonderful year.
Carry on.
Look out for yourself.
Come in.
Christmas time is born, and your bonny clay is through. It'll be bristling to you, people. All the best from me to you. When the beastie brangle mutton to the hill and little inn, every strutting out my tether to your arms once back again. Buck away.
Christmas time is here again. The Beatles' holiday message from 1967. Coming up, things begin to unravel and the Fab Four can't get along. Merry Christmas and welcome back. 1968 was a tumultuous year for the Beatles. John declared his love for Yoko Ono and was sued for divorce by his wife Cynthia. In late August, during sessions for the White Album, Ringo quit the group, only to rejoin 1 week later. Yoko Ono's forced presence was becoming an increasing irritant to the other members. It was decided to tape the year's holiday greetings separately. The tapes were then edited together at Harrison's home. Simply titled Christmas 1968, the message included an appearance by Tiny Tim. Here is Christmas 1968.
Hello, this is a big hi and a sincere Merry Christmas from yours truly, Ringo Starr.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas this year of 1968, going on 69. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, all the best to you from here. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. From there to here, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Once upon a time, there were two balloons called Jock and Yono. They were strictly in love, bound to happen in a million years. They were together, man. Unfortunate timetable, they seemed to have previous experience, which kept calling them one way or another. You know how it is. But they battled on against overwhelming oddities, including some of their beast friends. Being in love, they clung together even more, man, but some of the poisonous monster of outdated busload hip throwers did stick slightly, and they occasionally had to resort to the dry cleaners. Luckily, this did not kill them, and they weren't banned from the Olympic Games. They lived hopefully ever after, and who could blame them?
Well, here we are again. Another fab Christmas. Christmas time is here again. It ain't been round since last year. And we'd like to take this opportunity, all the way from America, to say Happy Christmas to you, our faithful, beloved fans all over the world who have made our life worth living. And over here I have Mr. Malcolm Evans, who's through thick and thin, would surely like to say a word of greeting at this festive occasion.
Merry Christmas, children, everywhere.
Ringo Starr.
Good evening.
Hello, me dear. I didn't know you were coming.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I am. Certainly am.
I would have thought so myself.
Well, if you ask me, I think it's insane.
Occasionally.
Yes, me too. Twice a week sometimes.
14 and 6.
19 and 5 this evening, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Don't you say yes to me. I'm telling you.
It's a private line, you know.
Private line? I've been on this line for 2 years!
Well, it's my proud pleasure tonight to introduce one of the most versatile performers in our career. And he's come all the way from Stokely Carmichael's on sea. And I hope you're going to like him. Let's give him a big hand.
Happy New Year, happy Christmas, happy Easter, happy autumn, happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you.
Once upon a pool table, there lived a short-haired butcher's boy by the way of Ostergrad. It comes in sentence, cesspool, out of the airport. Her father was, in a long story cut short, in the middle of his life sentence. We're indebted to the colloquial office for its immediate disposal or honour with... including, I might add, hot vitello of a tutem. On the other hand, bag, I mean to say, L'amore nous sommes toujours realistiques. Strictly speaking, for this film is about an hourglass houseboat. The full meaning of Winchester Cathedral defies description. Their loss was our Gainsborough nil. The sound of a manservant child detectively lasting barred up in a love busy Gary Dale time. How close can you get his begging of the elderly councillor, originally a bad man feeling court?
We have a special guest here this evening, Mr. Tiny Tim. I'd like to ask him to say a few words.
Oh, hello to you nice Beatles. It's so wonderful, and what a thrill it is talking here in Mr. Harrison's presence, Mr. Weiss's presence, and all his nice, wonderful friends. And the thing is, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all, and a Happy New Year.
Would you like to sing us a little song?
Oh, I love this. Here's a song I did in 1966 in front of Miss Jill for the first time. And I did this in Albert Hall. And what a thrill it was to do this then and now. Exactly, I did it then.
With Christmas 1968. The part with Tiny Tim was taped in a hotel room in New York City with George Harrison. Next, the final Christmas message heralds the final chapter of the Beatles as we conclude with this special holiday presentation. 1969 was the beginning of the end for the Fab Four. In January, they performed live together for the last time on the roof of Apple Records. Each of the four was involved in solo projects, and Paul had refused to sign a contract, making Alan Klein the new business manager. The Beatles were together for the last time in a recording studio in late August for final work on the Abbey Road album. When it came time to produce their holiday greeting, again, each would tape their part separately. The message would be dominated by John and Yoko. Ringo would contribute only 16 seconds, George a mere 6 seconds. Entitled Happy Christmas 1969, here is the final Beatles Christmas message.
Now, you lads, will you just shout Happy Christmas for us into this tape? Eh?
Happy Christmas?
Yeah. Got one, two, and three.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you, same to you. Happy Christmas.
With your wife, Yoko, but, do you have any special thoughts for Christmas?
Well, Yoko, it is Christmas, and my special thoughts, of course, tend towards eating.
All right, so eating. Well, what do you like to eat?
Well, I'd like some cornflakes prepared by Parisian hands, and I'd like it blessed by Hare Krishna mantra.
Have a jolly new year.
Make sure that Christmas
comes once a year.
Yes, happy new year, all of us.
This is George Harrison saying happy Christmas, happy Christmas, 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 happy, happy.
Oh, good evening to you, gentlemen. Good evening to you, gentlemen. Happy to be here. Good evening to you, gentlemen. I fear. Good evening to one and all. I hope you will enjoy the coming sports day of our life is Mama's little boy.
So, how do you like the garden here?
I think it's simply splendid. I'm overwhelmed by its sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. So, you don't mind this, high gates and things, I mean the wall.
I always loved the high walls. The Elizabethan high wall is something I've always loved. You see?
Yes.
Lady?
That I hope everybody listening to this has a very happy time at Christmas and has a good, fortunate, lucky new year and a good time to be had by all.
Swinging 60s, and I was wondering, Mrs. Lennon, how you saw your place in the 70s.
I think it'll be a quiet, peaceful 70s, hopefully.
Do you think there's going to be peace, do you?
Yes, and freedom.
I see.
Freedom of mind and everything.
I see. Very nice.
Everybody will just be flying around, you know.
Everybody will just be flying around, you see. You understand that?
The air is so crisp and all that. It just says something
deep
about
deep and crisp and even.
And
brightly
sort of,
shone the moon last night.
Like a strange magic, you know, just slowing down the process of our thinking.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Magic Christian. It's just a plug for the film, Ken. Try and keep it on. This is Ringo saying a Merry Christmas to everybody and a very Happy New Year.
I'd like a big teddy.
I get your
Think Queen
teddy
bear. Oh, thank you, Mommy.
Good boy, John.
Oh, yes, Mommy, I will. As long as you get me a teddy bear.
A teddy bear?
And a train set.
A melting train set, then.
And a man on the moon that goes on the moon, a man to the moon.
An ice cream moon.
That's right. And lots and lots and lots and lots and lots.
With Happy Christmas, 1969, their final holiday greeting. The following year would see the breakup of the group. On December 31st, 1970, Paul McCartney signed legal papers to dissolve the Beatles, but their story and influence continue. The Beatles' Christmas messages, maybe little more than a curiosity, but definitely a window into the feelings, humor, and satire of four men who changed the course of popular music forever. I hope you have enjoyed this special holiday presentation. I'm Bob Olson. Happy Christmas.